Why is gold booming? Ask your central bank.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. We keep telling you on this show the price of gold has hit yet another record. It's at $1,333 an ounce this morning. And one reason? The World Gold Council said yesterday that for the first time in decades, central banks, the Federal Reserves of the world, are buying more of the metal overall than they're selling. Here's Marketplace's Amy Scott to explain.
To understand why central banks have switched from sellers of gold to buyers, it helps to know why they'd been selling it in the first place. Jeffrey Christian follows the market at CPM Group. He says it all goes back to about four decades ago when the world's financial powers moved away from gold as the international currency standard.
All of a sudden, central banks that had used gold for a couple centuries in settling international trade no longer needed that gold for that purpose.
By now, Christian says, central banks in Europe, the U.S., and Japan have sold most of the gold they wanted to, and other countries that had been stockpiling dollars and euros are now buying gold.
They've been saying we need to diversify some of our monetary reserves away from paper currencies into gold.
Christian says central banks are the second biggest factor in the recent price run-up. The first is all the investors clamoring for a safe haven amid the turmoil of the last decade. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
There's a new study out of Washington that shows how the Great Recession is shaping immigration worldwide. Marketplace's Eve Tro is in our studio live to tell us more. Hi, Eve.
Hi.
How has the recession affected the flow of people across borders?
Well, immigration has slowed dramatically in the past 2 years. That's according to the Migration Policy Institute. They even call it a virtual halt. They did this study for the BBC, and it's mostly about people moving to the U.S. and the EU from less developed, poorer parts of the world. For example, the number of people from Mexico stopped at the U.S. border fell by about 40% last year, and the number of workers caught trying to enter the EU illegally fell by about the same.
And what's happened to immigrants who are already living in the U.S. and the EU?
Overall, immigrants tend to have higher unemployment rates right now than native citizens. And that's because a lot of the jobs they came to do were boom-time jobs, building new homes, for example. Those jobs were the first to disappear when the economy sank. They're not coming back anytime soon. In Spain, the study says immigrants are at 30% unemployment, and that's the highest in the EU.
Marketplace's Eve Tro. Eve, thank you.
Thank you.
Now let's do a quick check of the numbers. Well, stocks are mostly lower today, except Moody's Investor Service said it might upgrade China's bond rating. Shanghai stocks went gangbusters today. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials slipped 19 points. The close was 10,948. Thanks for doing that.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Wall Street Journal Weekend, offering four sections of ideas and information, available at newsstands every Saturday. By the new Rosetta Stone, introducing their latest advancement in language learning, version 4 Totali. Information at rosettastone.com/APM. And by Constant Contact, helping small businesses and nonprofits make sense of social media. You can learn more at constantcontact.com/social media.
In Sydney, Australia today, population experts are discussing a study out this week that said the number of Australians will grow by more than a third between now and 2050. And population is the topic of today's Marketplace Globalist Quiz with our quizmaster, Stefan Richter. Hello, Stefan.
Good morning, Bill. Are you ready for today's quiz?
I'm ready.
Bill, we know that in 2050, the big three, that is India, China, and the United States, will be the world's most populous countries.
Yes.
My question to you, and it's a tough one, which country will be home to the world's fourth largest population by mid-century? Is it Nigeria, Indonesia, Bangladesh, or Pakistan?
When I don't know, Stephen, I grasp for the one piece of information I have. I think Indonesia is the world's biggest Muslim country, so that's where I'm going, Indonesia.
You're a very educated man.
Hey.
It is currently the world's most populous Muslim nation. But by 2050, because of a lower fertility rate from currently fourth in the world, it will move down to sixth.
Really? Nigeria, Bangladesh, or Pakistan? I'm just going to look dumber and dumber as I go. I'll say Nigeria.
Nigeria isn't bad because it will double its population over the next 40 years, and it will rise to fifth. So you're getting closer, but it's currently eighth, so I'm sorry to kind of keep torturing you today.
Yeah. Well, good term for it. Is Bangladesh really big enough to be the fourth most populous country?
Nope. It will rise. It will go up to seventh, but I guess that
okay,
leaves
I'm gonna
the
guess,
country.
I'm going to guess Pakistan. D.
That's a brilliant guess.
Thank
and see,
you.
I thought you would go for that first because you would have said, well, Pakistan is all in the headlines. And that really tells us quite something because Pakistan, on top of everything else that we hear in the headlines, is going to be a population time bomb. So that's the country that will be fourth by 2050, according to the UN Population Division's projections, at a cool 335 million people.
Educating you, embarrassing me, Stefan Richter, our global quizmaster. Thank you.
We all learn together.
Stefan Richter publishes and edits The Globalist. You can learn more about the global economy, politics, and culture by going to theglobalist.com. And finally, here's the week's business news in a Marketplace Minute. Japan has slashed its interest rate, and that has set off a great debate. If every state tries to inflate so they can create jobs, well, wait, then they start to recriminate, and a trade war comes to the fore, and soon we're exchanging goods no more. And that economists abhor. Then you get countries producing stuff that none of them really do well enough, and they're all in a huff, the economy's rough, and life gets tough, and everyone suffers. If you're in foreclosure, keep your composure. Recently, there was a shocking exposure. Some of those seizures will have to start over. It turns out they were not exactly kosher. The jobs report's out in less than 3 hours. Democrats fear if employment sours, voters are going to inform the powers that be that it's time to hit the showers. Did employers hire? We'll see. And I'll see you at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.